This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, Access, Chicago Culinary Kitchen, Mike's Landscaping Lighting, and Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are here for the next 3 hours to help you with all of your real estate needs from 10 until 1. I was talking to a client of mine beforehand, said 10 until noon, and Frank corrected me correctly and said, we have an extra hour. We're on to one. So thank you, Frank, for letting me know. We have a packed show today. Packed show. Every seat is taken. You can follow us on Facebook. We're going to go around the horn. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM. Amy Kite, Keller Williams Infinity, sent you another story. Whenever I find these stories on MSNBC, mortgage rates are closer to 5.25%, which is what we talked about, Amy Kite, the last time you were in, when we said, oh, look, MSNBC is finally reporting we're in the fives, and we're like, it's actually higher. And sure enough, a couple days later, here comes another story, so it must be true. How is this impacting home sales, and what are you going to be talking about later on in your segment?
Well, we are finding that buyers are out there buying, because when we educate them about the fact that as interest rates move up, they are better off buying now than waiting. And so we are finding buyers getting off the fence. And unfortunately, some just can no longer buy.
Uh-huh. And we will go into that a little later.
Yes, we will.
Because I have a chart that I want to share with our listeners that I shared with Lisa Dent's audience earlier this week about the cost in just 4 months of what $100,000 was on January 1st and what it is today. When we'll talk about that after the break. That's called a tease for all you radio wannabe professionals out there from a radio, part-time radio host. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, Amy?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Frank from Access, during the pregame warm-up here when we were doing our deep knee bends and burpees, because that's what we do here. We don't actually do burpees. We burp a lot. We call it burpees.
We just talk nonsense.
Well, that too. And then we expel gas out of our mouth. So if you were talking with Joe that you can't keep inventory in stock and that your business is booming.
Yeah, we are extremely busy right now, and I've been working really hard with all of our suppliers to make sure that we can meet all of our client demand. It's been a challenge, and it's a fun challenge, a good challenge, but it's been a challenge.
Did you have this challenge at this time last year?
No.
You know what the difference is?
Awareness is some of it.
This show. 100% this show.
Yeah, it's all Dave. David Hochberg. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but I'll go there. It's all you,
don't
David.
Say it. Walked right into that one. That was beautiful.
Don't say it. No, a lot of it's awareness, and unfortunately, a lot of it's a supply chain issue. So,
sure.
You know, it's a combination of everything. And it's.
No, and in all seriousness, you are allowing our listeners and other listeners, because you're on other shows as well, coming to be an expert on, let them know what's available for them so they can safely extend the time that they live in the house.
Correct.
Okay, which is huge because, and Amy will talk about it, we'll talk about it later, you know, do a little cross conversation, but I want to introduce the other host, why that's important, because a lot of our, Amy's got to come across hundreds of sellers and homeowners that just can't live in the house anymore because they can't access the second floor. And that's why the name of your company's name is Access, because it makes all the sense, or access the basement safely. And our listener in South Bend called me to ask me how the jam was.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's great.
Awesome.
Says hello.
She's such a nice lady.
Called me up out of the blue, started telling me, you know, just next thing I know, I'm on the phone with her for 15 minutes. I'm like, I got to go. I got to take my daughter to lacrosse. I'm like, I'll talk to you later. So shout out to, what was her name again? I forgot. It'll come to me. So our friend in South Bend, who busted my chops. Yeah, we have a football team called Notre Dame. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
David Haas, Miracle Method in Addison.
Good morning. Villa Park.
Okay, close to Addison. Do you have to go through Addison?
On Addison Road.
Oh, though. On Addison
so that's
Road.
That's where you got it. Yeah, okay. I love it.
Okay. That's what I meant
Good
to say.
Good morning.
Glad you're paying attention. On Addison, off of Addison. Right? Aren't you a little south of you're right off of Addison?
On Addison Road, yeah.
Oh, you're
Addison North Avenue out there.
North Avenue is what you're off of. Okay.
Addison.
Addison. Okay, I'll just shut up. So,
who's on first?
You've got a whole list of things to talk about, but generally, one of the things I want to just quickly mention that you and Frank are working together because the product that you have, which is unique in and of itself, and the first time I met you, when Kevin McDonough took me out, sales rep here at GN, I'm like, that step, safety step, easy step, is one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen. And it's so simple, it's so easy, hence the name Easy Step, to enable our experienced homeowners to transition their bathtubs into a shower without ripping out the entire wall and putting tens of thousands of dollars into a bathroom. They could do it a lot less expensive.
Yep. I'm borrow Frank's company name and say it's Fast Access. That's it. I mean, and it's a bathroom safety product that is helping a lot of people out.
And what are you going to be talking about other than that later in the show?
Well, we are also exhibiting. There's a home show out, the Renaissance Schaumburg. So we're there today. We're streaming the show from our booth.
Nice.
So you can get some Hochberg fans out there. And then also we're hopefully we'll just talk about refinishing cabinets and some tile, too.
You better call security. Because the Hochberg fans, Joe, as you know.
There's like three of them.
Storming.
Well, those three are vicious.
they all ask me, where's Joe?
And they know how to storm.
See? All right. That's what I like to hear. Did you hear what he said?
I heard what he said.
Okay. Well, here, I do want to point out that you, please, for our customers, you do a lot of cabinet refinishing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And also tile refinishing.
Yeah. And that's the most impressive thing about this part of the work that we do is really nothing sticks to glass, right? As you know, and tile. And so refinishing tile is a unique thing to change the color of that bathroom or the wall surrounds around a bathtub. And it looks great, lasts a long time, great alternative to the full remodel.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach you?
Yeah, 630-832-2250. Thank you.
All right. Mike's Landscape Lighting. We have Mike Long in from Mike's Landscape Lighting. You're coming out to my house. I will tell you this. Your team is tenacious. When we were in San Francisco, got a text message. We're coming out tomorrow. I'm like, not a good idea. We're in San Francisco. My in-laws are at my house, and my dogs are going to go crazy. So sent a follow-up text message. So you're coming out, I think, this week. I said, thank you for the text. I connected you with my wife.
Yep, absolutely.
And you're going to, what do you do? What is this drive-by, come out, pre-season to get ready for the season going to happen? I mean, what happens?
So this is your annual maintenance check. So over the wintertime, the fixtures get pushed up out of the ground with freeze and thaw. So we reset those fixtures in the ground. We clean them, get the salt off them for the wintertime. Make sure the systems are running properly. Check the timing system. Make sure that the time is correct on it. Just to keep your lighting design the way it was designed to be in the first place.
And maybe some got unexpectedly cannibalized by a snowblower or a blade.
That happens a lot over the wintertime. So we go and fix all that stuff. So it's prime for the outdoor season, whenever that starts here in Chicagoland.
And whenever that's a good point. Sometime in the next, hopefully, 2 weeks. But we had to take down my two pine trees that were protected. I wanted to take them down before we built the house. Of course, they died after we built the house, so I had to take them down. Cost five times as much to remove a tree after you build a house, Amy, than you do while you're building a house, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to thank the...
You tried to keep them.
I want to thank the fine arborist in Northbrook for allowing me to not take them to...
Spend more money.
Invest more money, Amy. It's an investment. It's not spending, you invest when you own a house. But we put three new trees in the place where there were two new trees and built a bed, and we want to light those up, and you guys are coming out to make sure you tie everything into what you did last year.
There's always changes in the landscape, so we're always available to upgrade them. The systems are all available to upgrade, so we can get out there and you take a tree down, we can move the lights for you, put them back in a different tree. Absolutely, that's what we do.
Listeners want to reach out to you to maybe talk now about getting on the schedule because you're already booked through April. What's the best number to get a hold of you?
Again, we are across the Cheddar Curtain, so 262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
WGNMike.com. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
MegaPros.com.
Hey, Mike, that maintenance thing is the coolest thing I've ever heard of.
It sets us apart because not a lot of guys will do that. So,
I still have my landscape lights in place from 20 years ago, and none of them work.
And that, they're all on the ground, not working. Absolutely.
Yeah, so they're all bent, twisted up.
What's the one thing you said to me when I did all this work last year? You said, maintaining them, they're going to go out.
Yes.
And why'd you invest that much money in a house? I go, because it makes my house look cooler, and I'm pretty cool, and I got to look cool. And my house is, if I look cool, my house has got to look cool. And you're like, it's going to be a pain in the rear end to maintain. And absolutely. I'm like, no, it's not. It's going to be a pain in the rear end for Mike to maintain.
Right. But, I mean, you know, like, one thing leads to another, and that's troublesome.
Absolutely. Right. You know, if you don't fix something, then guess what? The next line gets a little too much voltage, and it'll pop that fixture out, too. So you got to keep everything running and working good.
I like that you clean them. You can actually have spiders build a home in those things, and then it becomes a freak show on your house. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like to use the analogy of how many times you clean your windshield on your car. You got to clean your fixtures, too, because it's glass and
oh,
it gets dirty.
Mike, you're a rock star.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, wait a second, though. Send me some pictures of your bathrooms, your kitchens.
I was going to get to that until you rudely interrupted me as I was going into break.
Mm.
One more time. Let's start over. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. If you have any pictures of your home, if you want to buy or sell a home, you want Amy to check out a picture. If you've got access challenges, how am I doing so far? Am I doing all right?
Not good, because I didn't get enough time to talk about MegaPro.
I'm getting, well, because you went off on Mike. That was your decision. I gave you the opportunity. You opened up.
Mike appreciates it.
I know Mike appreciates it. So we've got 2.5 hours left, which is... You'll have less time to talk about
house remodels.
If you have any questions about, if you want to send your pictures about access challenges that you have in your bathrooms up and downstairs, your outdoor lighting opportunities, or if you want to redo a basement, bathroom, kitchen, or add an addition, send the pictures so Joe can see them at 312-981-7200, which is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
262 as of this morning. Fucking naked on my scale.
I swallowed a lot of aggression along with a lot of pizzas.
I feel bad for this. I keep saying I'm sorry to my scale for the damage.
Well, at least it doesn't say come back later alone anymore.
Well played.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Tracy Cohen from Joe Cotton Ford with the smart Alec comment. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to tee it off with Amy Kite. I want to give you some numbers here, Amy.
Okay.
January 1st, if you were to finance $100,000, the rate would have been 3.25%. January 1st, we're talking less than 100 days ago.
Right.
Okay? It would have cost $435 to finance that $100,000 worth of financing. February 15th, the rate was at 4.25%. So we're up 1 full point in 45 days. The same financing to finance that $100,000 increase from $435 to $492, which is a $57 increase. Manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Manageable. Today, to finance that same $100,000 that would have cost $435 at 3.25% on January 1st, is now 5.25%, actually higher, but we're just going to keep everything in line here. 5.25%. You're at $562, which is a $127 a month increase. Now, that's on $100,000. Doesn't include taxes and insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The average typical listener is financing between $200,000 and $300,000 mortgages. We've got some listeners that are doing $5 million to $8 million to $1 million to $2 million, $3 million. I've done those, you know, for listeners at GN and other stations. But the sweet spot for the WGN listener is between $200,000 and $400,000. Okay, you know, to finance a mortgage. That $200,000 mortgage is now costing, if you were to finance it today instead of January 1st, is now costing the WGN listener $254 more a month, or over $3,000 more a year to finance $200,000 mortgage. And it's costing that WGN listener right now more than $381 to finance a $300,000 mortgage, as opposed to that same financing on January 1st. Within 100 days, that's the dramatic increase in the cost of owning a home, a monthly payment, the amount of money that you have a certain amount of money every single month that you can budget. It's got to cover food. It's got to cover clothing. It's got to cover all your utilities, your phones, your gas for your car. If you're a family and you have two cars and you put in a tank of gas in your car, Amy, it's an extra $350 a month to put it in a car. And now you got an extra $381 to finance $300,000. You made a comment earlier that the existing pipeline that you had is running to buy homes because they've seen the rates go from 3 to 5 and they've experienced it. What's going through their minds right now? Walk us through, and I know we're up against a break, but we'll pick it up on the other side, but I had to get, I know it's a long runway, but I had to get that out there. what are the buyers that didn't buy homes in November, October through December now saying sticker shock over the past 6 months?
Well, and that's the situation, right? I mean, we've had to get new pre-approvals because the pre-approval that they had 2 weeks ago isn't valid any longer, and they may not be approved for the property that they're looking at. So we've got that situation. So some of them are hopping off the fence and going, doggone it, I've got to buy because I need to buy, right? I need to move. And so the interest rates spurred them on. And we've had other people who, we had one buyer, you know, approved for 600 that's now down below 450.
Hello.
You know, if they can't find something at 600, how are they going to find something at 450 that makes them happy?
Right.
So then you have those that then choose not to move. And so that's going to play into the seniors who, hey, I really need to get out of this house. I can no longer afford to get out of this house. Now they're going to need to figure out the access issues.
It is it all comes together. We're going to talk about it more, because this is having a major impact. Again, the flow of people that are buying homes, it's still there, it's still strong, but it's going to start slowing down as the rates go to 6, and they're going to 6, just like I predicted. They're going to 4, they're going to 5, they're going to 6. And we'll talk about that more after news. This is Homes. Hold on, we got to hit a break. Hold that thought. More with Amy Kite coming up, because Kleppen, we got to take care of Kleppen, for love of God. All right, this is Homes from Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Special thank you to Julia Brazis, Irma Collins, Mark Hogan, Michelle Walsh. Sorry for calling you Michael, Michelle. Aaron Ross, Jamie Blakeslee, Christine Wagner, and Edward Grunar for donating to the Vestathon that we had.
I'm amazed they're still coming in.
It's still coming in, and I've got another 300 names to over 300 names to
nice
thank.
Job.
So everybody's going to get thanked.
Nice job, you.
Everybody got a thank you card, and everybody's going to get verbal recognition on our show for helping us out. So, Amy, let's get back to we're talking mortgage talk and how it's not really mortgage talk; it's real estate talk. And what are you predicting? I mean, what are you predicting? What's your industry predicting? What's your team predicting? How are you preparing for these higher interest rates that are here? We've been talking about it. They're going to continue to go up. What are you doing, and what are you recommending for our listeners to do?
Well, here's what we know. We know that the federal government's going to continue to increase interest rates until they stall this market. That is their goal. That's why they're doing this. They need to stall it. It hasn't stalled. Now, in 2015, it stalled after a 1 point interest rate increase. We're already at 2 points. It still hasn't stalled. We put on 15,000 homes last month, and we sold over 12,000 of them. Market hasn't stalled enough. So they're going to continue to jack these rates. And we don't know how high they're going to go. That's the scary thing.
Amen.
Because people do need to move. And Joe, you were mentioning off air that your first home, you paid 17% interest.
17%.
And you still bought a house. So here's what we know.
I was grateful, Amy.
At
like
17.
I said, I was 21 years old, and that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But we didn't shop rates. Like, there was no such thing.
There's no place to shop rates.
No.
Right.
But that's just what it was. I mean, we have had interest rates as high as 18%. People will continue to buy homes. They have to. They will have the motivation to move. So the issue is that people have been falsely led to believe that what we've had, and we've had under 6 for so many years now, that's normal. And it's not normal. We've seen interest rates considerably higher, and buyers will still buy and sellers will still sell because people will have to move. So really, it's having conversations and educating people on, you know what, we're going to wait a year. Okay, you want to wait a year. Let's look at what an interest rate of 1, 2, 3
sure.
points higher is going to mean for you and what you're going to be able to purchase. You're not happy purchasing today, you know, like we talked about the 600 to 450. Now, not happy. Well, guess what? That's going to be 350, right? And if you still have that motivation, you better go now.
For the listeners out there that didn't sell their home, even though we encourage them, okay, to sell their home, get it on the market, don't wait till the spring. What's your thought process there? What's your recommendation there to inform and advise those owners that haven't sold yet, that know that they're going to sell? What's your recommendation now?
sell now, because when these interest rates go up, your value is going to fall, because there is going to be a point, and we know this market will turn literally within 30 days. As soon as it hits that point, we will see inventory sit, and we will do price reductions, and we will not find buyers. So absolutely get out on the market now, as soon as possible. You do need to move in order to get the highest price possible.
You will find buyers, but just not at that higher level.
Correct.
Right? That market will come back down, just like we saw these appraisal gaps. Okay. I mean, I started hearing things that I never heard of. Escalator clauses, you know, the last time we went through this, and we've got appraisal gaps because values were going up so much and the appraised value hadn't caught up to it. You're going to start going the other way, where you're going to have a $500,000 to $400,000 home. Well, my you know, neighbor Sally and Jim sold their home for, you know, $400,000 in 4 days. Yeah, last summer.
Right.
Okay, it's
right.
A different market last summer. Right. Last summer, the 30-year fix was trading at 2.875. You're at 5.25. If you have rocky credit, you could be close to 5.875.
Right.
So you'll find a buyer. It might not be at that same level.
And some properties still sell with multiple offers, but it's not with 20, 30, and 40 that we saw last year. It may be with two or three. And so the issue, too, is that these sellers, they're living off from past history.
Sure.
And they aren't realizing today. And so we're having to have tough conversations because people are like, well, you know what? Let's wait one more week. Well, let's not, because interest rates go up. And now, and we've literally had buyers who've come back and said, you know what, we didn't get an answer from you on that offer. We're now reducing it $20,000 because the interest rate went up. Mm-hmm. And now in order for me to pay the same amount, I've got to reduce the price $20,000. So, you know, what is the famous saying? Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. We're going to have some sellers who absolutely get slaughtered. I've seen it happen before.
And this is a cyclical market.
Yeah.
What goes up, we've been educating our listeners and encouraging our listeners to refinance into longer term loans. Don't wait. We still have listeners coming to us every week. I got a 7% loan. I just refinanced the guy. 6% first, 8% second. We saved him $4,000 a month by just refinancing his two loans. We have listeners right now coming out of an adjustable rate mortgage that I told 5 years ago, you're crazy to refinance out of your ARM because you have no risk of it going up. And I'm telling you right now, if you're in an ARM and you plan on moving and staying there for a prolonged period of time, you have to get into something fixed and get under some shelter right now. The adjustable rate mortgages will come back. They have come back. More will come back. And you have to take a look at that. We're already hearing the R word, recession, Joe. Recession, recession, recession. So it's on the horizon. If everybody knows it's on the horizon. And what happens there? The Fed has to drop the interest rates to spur economic activity, and then we'll take everybody and refinance them like we've done for the past 21 years.
Yeah, people always are like, well, is now a good time to buy or a bad time? Well, here's reality. You could buy right now, and when we go through this downturn and values come up again, listen, they always come up higher than what they were before, always. Sometimes it takes a little longer, but the value will end up higher, right, than what you're paying even today in a market where you're paying a good price for a property. The values will continue up. There's only so much real estate. So don't be afraid to go buy something. I would be afraid, and as my sister called me this morning and said, you know what, we're looking to do a flip and get out of it in 2 years. I said, nope.
No
I wouldn't
shot.
Do it. I wouldn't do it.
It's a bad plan.
You've got to be ready to sit in a house for
couple of years.
A good 8 years maybe, and just sit there. So make a decision to purchase a property that you can sit in for a while,
and
then
nothing,
you're fine.
And there's nothing wrong with the fix and flip. You know, if you have a buyer that's ready to go, you've got all the materials.
But the timing is wrong. Just
timing is wrong right now.
You're taking more risk than what you would have a year ago. That's all. Because we know with the interest rates going up, we know what's going to happen.
You're
so
on the wrong
you're
side.
Taking a huge risk right now.
Unless you buy it dirt cheap and you've got all the materials ready to go. And you've got a buyer on the other side that you could unload who could get a mortgage.
Well, sure, David, if you have all those things.
Crystal ball.
If our listeners want to reach out to Amy, how do they reach out?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
All right, we're going to come back with Mike Long from Mike's Lighting. I always screw it up, Mike. Mike's Landscape Lighting. 312-981.
Mike Long.
Mike Long is his name, but it's Mike's
Landscaping. Oh, I thought it was Long Landscaping.
No, lighting. It's Mike. He's not doesn't do landscaping. He does does landscape lighting.
Well, I know that, but I didn't know the name
Mike's Landscape Lighting.
Where's Long come in?
It's his last name.
Oh.
312-981-7200. 31 The segue into the commercial is super long. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Clevin, I've never seen a V-neck sweater like yours. Andy, have you ever seen it with removable arms?
Like the zipper?
Yeah, so it kind of looks like a muscle tee, but it's a muscle sweater.
How am I supposed to flex in a long-sleeve shirt?
You fill out that sweater real nice.
Time to put some hustle behind this muscle.
That's why they have sweaters without zippers on the arms.
I need to flex after every newscast. It's in my rider, and this is going to keep on happening. All right. So the zip sleeves are staying.
Andy, I'd shut the door.
He points the way to the weight room after one.
Yes.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you to Jim Joyce, Janice Harrison, Angela Paliga, Darlene O'Callaghan, Joe Heath, Natalie Schmidt, and Carolyn Gordon for sponsoring and supporting the Vestathon we had. Mike Long from Mike's Landscape Lighting. What we talked earlier about the maintenance program. And you had a client near me in Northbrook that called you that you wanted to share the story with our listeners. So your dime, your dance floor, buddy.
I don't remember that story.
Oh, I thought that was
different. Though.
He does that to me all the time. It's like, Joe, remember you wanted to weigh in on this? It's like, heard about it.
I'm going to talk about upgrading your old landscape lighting system.
All right, never mind about that person.
So thanks for the lead-in.
If I have an existing system, can you upgrade it?
Yes, that's what I'm going to talk about.
Perfect.
So if you have everybody has an old existing landscape lighting system that, you know, like Joe was saying, the fixtures are all laying on the ground and not working and stuff like that. We upgrade those to an energy efficient LED system. We'll come out there and, you know, going from the old halogen system to the new LED, you're going to save 80% energy. So we're talking about, you know, saving money all over the place for mortgages going up. There you go. You can save some money on electric bill right there, going to the fancy LED system.
When was the conversion wholeheartedly to LED within your industry? When did they become in vogue?
So I haven't used a halogen bulb in probably 10 years.
Really?
No way.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, so the systems that you're upgrading are at least obviously over 10 years old or less, and they just didn't, the other landscape lighting manufacturer or contractor didn't use the low voltage stuff, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these fixtures and these lamps have come a long way. Fixtures will have a 10 to 20 year warranty on them. So if the light goes out in that time period, they'll be covered. Even some of the bulbs that we have in some of our fixtures have a 6 year warranty on them. So back in the day, when you had to change your bulb twice a year or once a year, you don't need to do that anymore. They just keep going. So
312-981-7200 if you have any questions. Excuse for me. Mike Long. Yeah, Joe.
Can you put LED in an old fixture?
Absolutely. If the fixture is, and I could check those fixtures, a lot of times the socket where the bulb plugs into gets worn out, and it won't make good contact with the new bulb, so a lot of times you'll have to replace the fixture. That's something that we do as well. We check those fixtures
for
that.
Can you come out to my house this afternoon?
Absolutely.
On the way back to Wisconsin.
And then the timing systems that these old systems have, you know, like everybody had those old timers that you plugged into your wall and your lamp would turn on, you had to change all the time.
Yes. Joe still has it.
Yeah.
That's what I have. I've got
timers.
Yeah, no. We don't use those anymore. It's all astronomical, battery backup. Once we set it.
Price?
Astronomical is, it knows, yes, price. it knows when it gets dark throughout the whole year, so it knows when to turn on. And we set it to turn on 20 minutes before sunset every day.
Astrological.
Astronomical.
Astronomical?
Astronomical. That is the word.
That's not a good advertising word.
Yeah. And so you don't have to touch it. You know, battery backup, the power goes out, you don't have to go out there and adjust your timer and stuff like that. You don't have to mess with them anymore.
He has to turn a wheel.
He has to turn the wheel on it.
Oh, yeah, I'm generating power.
He has the
with the treadmill.
The chipmunks, you know, creating power.
Yeah. He's got the Professor Coconut bike in the garage where he...
Wow, you live
Gilligan's
in,
Island?
You live in your head.
Oh, like Yabba Dabba Doo joke from earlier, which was horrible.
Yabba Dabba Doo.
Yeah, horrible.
Not horrible.
But what percentage of your business is converting old, outdated, unsafe, okay, because it could be a fire hazard?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Which we've learned.
Okay? No, those transformers can get very, very hot.
Yeah, the old ones are very hot, very loud, and there's a lot of 120-volt landscape lighting systems out there too, and every one of those we open up, there's water inside a box, you know. So water and 120 volt power is terrible. But to answer your question, David, probably 25 to 30% of our business is upgrading older systems.
There you go. And I'll tell you what, the greatest thing in the world, I don't have to flip anything. It comes on automatically. I'm outside, we're in the pool, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're barbecuing. It's automatic. I don't have to, before I had to run in the house, I had to flip the light. I know these are, high class problems, but everything's on a timer. And then when the sun, you got it set in the morning, so when the sun comes up, it goes off. I'm not burning electricity, light in the house. You know how many times I've kept my outdoor lights on in my Charlemagne house that Amy helped me sell in under 4 days?
Mine are on right now.
They are.
Do you upgrade to the package where the spotlight follows you around as you walk around the backyard?
I have that.
What do you mean? Like a movie star thing?
Yeah.
It doesn't
David
follow.
David Hopper's in the pool. But
just turn on the lights. Hit him.
Turn off the light. I'm looking good now. I have to admit, I look good in a bathing suit.
I'm sure you do.
But better. I don't know good. Yeah. I look better than Java the Hutt that I did last year at this time.
I know, but it's not worth a spotlight.
No, not at all.
It's cost extra, too.
Mike installed motion sensor lights. I mean, I've got all that stuff all around my house, and he's got safety lights. If my kids are out there, my dog's out there, right? Goes in an area. If a skunk comes in my backyard, it'll trip it, so I know that there's something back there that I don't want my dog to go out and get sprayed, and then I'm dealing with it for a month to get that stink out of my dog and out of my house.
Absolutely. So, the whole package. We do everything, just so you can go out there and enjoy your yard. And then for, you're talking about older people trying to get out of their house, we light a lot of areas for older people to traverse through.
Oh, safety.
Yeah, safety. I mean, that as we get older, our eyes don't work as well as they used to, so we have to have more light out there for them to see.
They prefer experienced homeowners instead of older. Just thought I'd let you throw that out.
Okay. I don't mind older because...
Well, you are. But older than you are experienced homeowners. So for our listeners, we're going to talk more after the break. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you, Michael?
WGNMike.com or 262-358-9100.
We're going to continue the talk, our conversation with Mike Long. Then we're going to bring in David Haas and then throw it over to Frank Wazalewski from Access. So we are packed. We've got an unbelievable package of experts here, panel of experts. Leave it alone, Joe. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
We got a nice pack.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and phone. I knew that was where it was going. That's why I wanted to get to break. Coming up, news, traffic, weather. We'll be right back. 312-981-7200. Greg Gardbeau will not be in today. Scheduling conflict.
Does he realize how many people he disappoints?
I know.
He doesn't show up.
At least 12 people at the station.
Right. Let alone our listeners. So, Greg, let's get going. Let's get real, Greg.
312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Ellen Villanueva, Karen Weatherford Zaluzek. You know you're serious when you have two last names. Mark Nugent, Eric Coughlin, Kathleen Fitzgerald, Roger Sullivan, and Patricia Novak. Thank you for supporting the Vestathon we had. So, Mike, let me ask you a question. We got some text here. What about LED bulbs for outside when it's cold in the winter? They seem to not work as well as the other lights. What's your comment about that?
Probably not a quality bulb that we'll provide, but they work fine. The one thing that you will notice is the old halogen bulbs will melt the snow faster than the LED bulbs. But there's still enough heat at the backside of the LED.
Like a 1 foot ring around the fixture.
Yeah, talk about an energy waste going out there, right? Yes. So no, we don't have a problem with the stuff that we provide.
Can you attach new fixtures to the existing wiring, or do you have to replace all the wiring?
Yes and no. Depends how old the wire is. Wiring outside does go green inside there, not to bore you. So the voltage doesn't run as cleanly through it as it did when it was new. So we just have to check that and make sure that it can be running a good LED fixture. So yes and no.
I have my outdoor landscape lighting since 2005. What upgrades have been made, and what does it cost for a estimate? Do you charge for consultations?
We do not charge for consultations, no. So a lot of technology changes in the last 15 years, and 17 years in outdoor lighting. So I'm guessing 2005, they're probably halogen still.
Joe?
So we were talking, and for any homeowner out there that installed their own, those pucks that screw into the cable?
Uh-huh.
No way, right?
Garbage.
Yes, and
cut those off.
That's where the frustration is.
Pucks screw into the cable.
It's a little black puck. You lay the wire in there, and then you screw it to it, and it's going to pierce.
That just sounded funny.
Screw it to it.
Yeah, okay. That's my 13-year-old humor coming out.
I know. You and I have kind of the same thing, which could be trouble. So you compress the wire in these things, and it actually pierces the copper.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Those would go bad almost every season, guaranteed.
Yes. We do not use those at all. And they still offer those at the big box stores for the fixtures that they buy there. We actually cut the wires directly and wire them up through a silicone-filled wire nut, so you don't have any problems with the connections issues like that. Amazing. So
that's a huge difference.
219 wants to know about solar-powered lights that I see everywhere on my Facebook feed and everything else. Solar-powered with the lights. Your opinion about that?
They fill up the landfill very fast. They don't last very long. They just you might get a year out of the battery that's in there. They're just not there. We have done take like a regular solar panel, a big solar panel, to light up a sign that's in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. and just power our regular lights that way. But that's you're using a
regular battery. But you know what I'm talking about. Yes. They've mm-hmm. got the little solar yep. panels on top of the lights.
Yep, garbage.
Okay,
absolute garbage.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
Frank, our girlfriend's name in South Bend is Mary Pettit. Thank you for providing that name to me. The lady that provided us with the Blackberry. Shame on me. I'm the one that requested the Blackberry.
And wouldn't share it.
And would not share it. Well, yeah, because I'm selfish. 312-981-7200 is the MicroPros call, text, and photo line. Next up, we've got David Haas from Miracle Method. I want to hear how you guys are working together. You and David are working together, buddy. So you and Frank, and how the products that these gentlemen offer can extend the livelihood of our listeners living in their homes. Because one of the biggest challenges that I get from our listeners calling is that they need to move because I can't make it around my house safely any longer. I get that. I know Amy gets it at least 500 times more than I do because she's selling more homes than I do. I haven't sold any homes. But I want to talk about how you guys are working together to make it safer for our listeners to stay in their homes. And more importantly, how you're making the home safer for our listeners' parents and loved ones who might not be listening to the homes. That always get the call, I need help, I need to get out of here. So you guys will talk about that coming up after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Slower again for lighting company. So go ahead, say it slower, Mike.
Slower.
Hang on. No, say
2-6.
No, don't be a jerk. Go ahead.
262.
Yep.
358-9100. Sorry, I talk fast.
One more time.
Say a website.
WGNMike.com.
There you go.
WGNMike.com.
That's a lot better.
Forget the phone.
Sorry, I talk fast.
WGNMike.com if anybody would like information about Mike's landscape lighting. And we're going to take a quick break here. Come back with David Haas from Miracle Method.
Here's a customer looking for an astronomical lighting deal.
We have a lot of those.
He has a lot of those. Okay, I'm trying to turn the mics off to go to break, and you keep pulling me back. I feel like Al Pacino in Godfather 3. Can I get to a break here? 312-981-7200. A texter sent in a picture about her bathroom. It's got blue tile, white tile with blue bordering that she doesn't like.
It's actually very, very nice looking.
Right, but that our listener doesn't like it, and Dave's going to talk about how to overcome that challenge. 312-981-7200. That's MicroPros call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Damn, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well, okay?
Wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the first time somebody's been excited lately about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
It's been a while. That's good. I'm glad Ruth is excited. Like, she's all pumped up.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. WGN Mike or what is that again?
WGNMike.com.
WGNMike.com. A couple of texters called in. Didn't get the information. So if you want more information about Mike's company, I personally vouch for Mike's company. You did an amazing job of our home, and couldn't be happier. The front, the back, the sides. So thank you for that. Thank you. Our house look even more amazing. My wife's house. Right,
there
Amy?
There you go. My wife's house. A man who's gotten it after how many years of marriage?
A long time. How long does it feel? Or you want chronological? Or you want the
not do not insult anybody, Mr. Hochberg.
Yes, ma'am.
Stop.
312-981-7200. That's like telling Corey. Yeah, Corey, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for Blue Sky. I'm thankful for Warner. What about your wife? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Michael Haas, David Haas from
he knows my middle name.
Miracle Method. David
is it
Michael.
Really Michael?
Yeah, it is.
David Michael.
That's it.
I'm David goofy. Michael Hochberg. We have a lot in common.
Man. So, I was at NIU on Thursday.
Are you David Michael also?
I'm David Michael also. And it's I was at NIU a couple of years before him.
It doesn't even sound right, David Michael.
It's such a good ring to
it's
it.
It's like a Bible name.
It just rolls off.
Two votes in here that think it's cool.
Yes. 847. Here we go. 630, question for Miracle Method. Don't like the blue on the walls or floor. This is a classic floor, Joe said. He has the same type of tile flooring for the past 30 years.
Amy likes it too, though.
Amy likes it too. It's a classic look. But it's blue. It's Joe, you want to explain it real quick? It's what's
no.
Okay. It squares with blue diamonds in the middle. Thank you. And then there's a blue border around the nice white tile. This texter listener does not like that look. What are the remedies for this?
Yeah, I mean, this is the core of what we do is covering up tile in that sense. So I think about it like high-tech paint. So we'll use acrylic and resin coatings. And we have a lot of different colors, real durable finish. I mean, we do these things not only in homes, but hospitals and schools and such. So no problem. I saw the photos and the tile.
Amy and I have a big problem with it.
Talk to me.
Right?
Well, you like it but it's not good. Your house.
It doesn't matter. The tile looks good. The tile is shiny. Amy, seriously, right? And I know you want to get business, and you're saying you could do it. That's fine. But somebody better get involved here and say, hey, stop.
You know what we're in the business of is giving folks options. Letting them choose their own adventure.
Amy, step
in,
please.
It's their house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you may have a black toilet that I don't like that you love, and it's your house. That's your
Joe.
Choice. So.
I don't have a black toilet. I think black toilets are stupid.
You got a pink one, don't you?
You know, people listening to the show have black toilets.
Light pink.
I went to a. I use
keeping
a, black,
a
toilet.
Black toilet clean is impossible. Just so everybody knows.
But if you like the black toilet, what the black toilet looks like, what's the difference?
To keep it clean?
No. Can you coat a black toilet?
So I would not recommend doing the toilet because you're going to have underwater, you know, spots underwater. So there's different coatings for that sort of thing. And, you know, depending on the situation, it might be more cost effective to get a new one.
Mm-hmm. So this white tile with the blue. With the
not
blue,
a problem. That's okay. That's the core of what we do.
I've got a big problem with it.
Yeah.
But you're not living
it's
in
their
the house.
I don't. I don't care. It's still a bad idea.
What if somebody doesn't like white tiles with blue centerpieces
but
with the white?
It looks good though.
So here's what we could talk about. I guess if the listener is interested, right? Interested in the color change, or maybe it's the border that they're unhappy with.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
how
different
that?
Reasons that people
could
do
you
it.
Do just the border?
You sure could.
Hey, are you in?
You sure could.
I'm in with that. I do like that floor personally. So if it were my house, I would probably change out that border, leave that.
There are some maintenance things associated with maybe doing just a border. So I'd look at the bathroom, but we wouldn't advise you to do anything that we couldn't stand behind.
And
so it's about colors, though. In this case, I think.
Mm-hmm. The durability of coating a floor.
Yeah.
Is there any type of worry of it chipping, of it cleaning? Is there a special way to treat it, you know, maintain it? Anything like that our listeners might be concerned about?
Great question. So cleaning and care, no different than your regular tile floor. You're using non-abrasive cleaners. You're using more light, I'd say light cleaning more often is what I advise. With respect to the durability, though, you could drop a bowling ball, I suppose, at any time.
Right. Right, look
and
at
you
this.
You could drop a hammer.
Look at this text message with this picture.
I'm looking at it.
Of the hallway
with
the boulders on the
ground. Yeah, that looks like the terracotta style or something. Yeah. I can definitely see that.
This is what we need to deal with, right? Because we walk into these
explain
houses.
Explain it, Amy. Explain it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the octagon. Well, I guess it's not an octagon. It's a hexagon. Terracotta, probably front entryway, leads to the tile. And this is where we have an issue when people want to rehab their homes. They go and they'll do the floors, but they don't want to deal with that tile because of the cost, right? And the mess and everything else. And this is exactly how we have to deal with that, is using Miracle Method to update it to today's standards.
Yeah, and where tile is sound and in great condition is a ideal situation for something like this. And just back to your durability question, and because of a floor like that, that you're showing, and Amy, what you've seen, there, you know, again, hospitals, hotels, schools, there are great durable coatings that can go down and solve these problems and update the colors and seal and grout and, you know, change the maintenance a little bit.
All right, let me ask you a quick question. So what we're talking about, Amy, that a texter sent in, it looks like a high traffic area, right? Mm-hmm. It looks like a main hallway of some sort, entryway. You know, it's a small picture. We're going the best we can here. Thank you, 847, for sending it in. That's outdated. Okay,
100%.
Even I know that's outdated. Okay, right. That's a 70s, 80s.
Oh, that's their kitchen floor.
And it's not classic.
It's the whole kitchen.
It's not the classic.
It could go into the front.
That's fine.
The hall, right. That, you know.
Oh, so we got a new picture.
Fine. We can handle that.
It's the kitchen. Oh, a kitchen and a border around a hardwood floor.
It's the so screen's off, David.
Let me also add as we talk about this that if you are going to, you know, maybe you do drop that bowling ball or something bad does happen, we can repair things. So you can imagine in that situation, if they were to, you know, crack a tile, break a tile, I mean, they're not going to find that probably again. It's going to be a bear to reinstall one, two tiles. So if you damage something that we've done, you're going to be able to repair it in a different way. The coatings we put on the floor are different than the coatings we put on the wall also.
So an entire kitchen of that flooring that you saw, mm-hmm. How long does it take and what's the investment? There you go. And what's the options?
So, okay, we'll back into that by saying most jobs are done within 2 to 3 days. And a floor in this situation, I would say 2.5, you know, probably that third day for cleanup. Think about we have to work ourselves out of the room.
Sure.
And then you can't go back in it until tomorrow. So we're doing a couple steps at a time. So it might be 2 or 3 days. But the amount of mess is drastically reduced than trying to remodel that floor.
Oh,
and, I mean, Joe,
gosh,
and I look at you.
But here, so what would you do? Tape off all the edges?
We'd mask off, yeah, we'd mask the cabinets and some of the stuff that we can roll out some of these things, so mm-hmm. It's a little bit less intrusive too, and that helps in a home. That's also what we do in hospitals when we're working there. I mean, we can do this work on an active hospital floor because of the low VOC, low odor components.
Okay, so two-point question, one for you, one for Amy. Amy's got a couple of pictures of the house, right? Thank you, texter and listener, for sending it in. It's hardwood floors, right? Not the color you're looking for, because it's right, because my color, that was my color before you told me to go darker. Right. Leading into a kitchen, so if David comes in and redoes the floor, not take it out, but resurfaces it with what you're looking at, what does that do to the value of a house?
Oh, that'll definitely help significantly.
It's a nice house.
Yeah. And honestly, David, you can't touch those floors because you have to handle the trim too. So we wouldn't recommend that they change the floor color, but the style of the tile is perfect. That's fine today, but I would probably take it to a white or a gray or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. They've already replaced their countertops. It looks like they've got
some type of Corian or something like that, Joe? Quartzite?
I mean, it's quartz.
Quartz?
Yes. So they've already changed those out. They just need to get the floor in line. And right. It's beautiful.
We got 15 seconds.
Here, can I ask you one question?
Go
The amount of sheen, is that adjustable?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I got bottom of the hour traffic.
No problem.
That really doesn't mean anything to me.
I know. But I got programming. Shut up and get to news. But I want you to come over here, look at the picture, give me a ballpark investment level to do this. It's not a price when you own a house. It's an investment level, right? So everything's an investment. It costs you something, but it's an investment. What's the investment in your house? If this homeowner was going to make an investment to bring their home floor in the kitchen, what would that investment be? Hold on. I got to hit a break.
After the break.
After the break. 312. This
Good luck on
I'm that. In.
Let's call the team.
Good luck on
all you radio would-be radio professionals.
All over the place.
This is Home Show Chicago on AM 720 WGN. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Keep the text coming in. I don't know. Everybody just woke up and started sending texts. 312-981-7200. And we have the texter with the blue border who wants the blue border changed out on the line that
nice.
Texted in 312-981-7200. Nice job, Grace, tracking her down. Back over to news, traffic, and weather coming up next.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Okay, this is why this show is awesome. So not only are we talking about our listeners' housing challenges, aesthetic challenges. Say that 10 times quick.
Easy for you to say.
Oh, and look at this. Julie firing on me. Okay. just easy
for me.
Julie belongs on the show. I bring her on. We're going to give her excellent advice. So you sent in the 14 pictures with the tile.
Yes.
And
I did.
So how long have you lived in this house?
We've lived here for 3 years.
Okay.
It's a beautiful house. It has kind of a lodge kind of feeling, so it kind of fits in, and we're certainly not going to address all of the yellowing oak and stuff. So,
okay.
But the tile would be great to resurface.
Okay, so where do you live? 847 area code, northwest, I mean, what suburb?
We live in St. Charles.
Okay, so St. Great. Charles, okay. So you have some land out there in St. Charles. Is this a circa 1980 home? It looks like this type of style. Would that be accurate or no?
You know, the house looks a lot older than it is style-wise, but it's only 20 years old. We have 3 acres.
Got it. Okay, so you got some land out there. So So David's had a chance to look. So is Amy. So I want to get both realtor and Miracle Method owner's opinion. So you've seen the pictures, Dave. There's a lot of this tile.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Was it the original owner that put this in?
Yeah, it was the original owner that put it in.
Okay, so this original owner loved living in the woods, obviously, or whatever, had that rustic feel with the tile, and it's original. How much square feet do you got of this stuff? You got it in the hallways and the kitchen.
How many square feet do you think we have? Yeah, my husband doesn't know. It's in the kitchen. It wraps around the eating area and up to the fireplace in the living or in the family room, living room. And then we have that whole breezeway that goes down like 5 steps. Oh, my gosh. And my husband's office. Right. I totally forgot about his office.
Right.
You're close to 1,800 square feet.
1,800 square feet. And your husband is loud enough and bouncing his loud voice off of that tile. It's like forgets like he's living in a cave. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
See, I know. You don't even know. I know.
Yeah, I know our husband. Well, the resurfacing wouldn't change sound, would it?
No, but if we got rid of your husband, it would be a whole other story. But one thing at a time. Let's concentrate on the resurfacing. So, Dave, you got 1,500 to 1,800 square feet of resurfacing here. It would cost, Joe, 20, 30 G's to replace all that, tear that out.
Easy.
Dave?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even, hearing all of the spaces, I definitely feel more comfortable checking it out. But the good news is it's a great alternative and it's a great solution. You're going to save, I'd say, 50% over the cost of something new in this case. I mean, maybe even 75. You just have so much to deal with if you try to remodel that.
Well, and here's the thing. If you pull
that's not even an option.
If you pull that out around because it's a border in that room, you would then have to resurface all those hardwood floors.
No question.
I mean, so this just...
Match everything up.
Yeah, this becomes a snowball. So this is something that in order to handle it, you almost just have to handle this
issue. It's such a cool opportunity too, Julie. So we would come out and take a look and walk through it with you and figure out. I think the challenge here coming up with a number over the phone here is really just, you know, walking the space and seeing what we have to cover and how long it's going to take. But absolutely, and durable, and we have a lot of colors to choose from. We can find something that might make you happy, Julie.
But now Julie can actually go to your place and see samples.
We have a showroom in Villa Park, and that's on Addison and North Avenue.
Yes, thank you for that. Just wanted to confirm.
Circle back around to that.
You're 100% right. It's on Addison and North Avenue.
And we have tile floors done there, and we have concrete floors done there and such, too. So
can you, if she brings her husband...
I was wondering...
Go ahead, Julie.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I was wondering if you came out here and looked at it and took some pictures, do you have a cool little program where you can put in the color of the tile so I can see what it would look like?
Oh, like a digital enhancement.
It's a great question. So something
we were able to do that with like house colors and stores.
Yeah, so the answer is that we have something, but not for your floor, but maybe we can, you know, bootleg what you're using and pick some colors that we'll show you.
Definite maybe.
Okay. It might work.
Do you have anything to lower the volume of Julie's husband? Because he's very loud. And it's just annoying.
Cork. Yeah.
Cork or mask.
No, cork, David.
I just get a new husband.
No, cork.
No, cork, probably cheaper. Cheaper for him. All right, so cork. All right, well, Julie, we're going to hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Pro. We're going to connect you with David, and he'll call you after the show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're awesome. And thank you for sending in all those pictures. You've overloaded our system.
Absolutely. It's a great project. Yeah, that'd be a really great project.
The entire text line
crashed. Yeah, I hope this works out. That would be actually a very interesting project.
So hang on, Julie. 312-981-7200.
Unique project.
So first off, I want to start. We have a texter that says, I have a black toilet and I love it. A listener from Glenview. So thank you.
They didn't say I love cleaning it.
Doesn't matter. She loves her black toilet. And Mabra, how do you pronounce your name?
Mabra.
So here's the listener that texted it in, Amy. The white floor with the with the blue thing in the middle, with the blue, with the white tile, with the blue border, mm-hmm. that Joe doesn't want you to change, and either does Amy. How do you feel about that, Mabra?
I still want to change it.
Right. and I didn't say she shouldn't change it. I said I like it.
I did. I said
you
I
said
like
she
it.
Shouldn't change it. Don't it's change her it. House.
Right.
Okay, so
I don't really care that.
So Mabra? Mabra, David Haas.
Yeah. Hi, Mabra.
Hi.
Do you service Wheaton and St. Charles, first of all?
Yes, and yes.
Okay, so Mabra here sent in a picture of her bathroom. She doesn't like it. Doesn't matter what Amy says. Doesn't matter what Joe says. Mabra don't like it. And guess what? Mabra don't like it. Mabra's going to change.
Yeah.
So, Mabra, what question? You've got David Haas here on the line. What specific questions do you have for David?
Okay, well, my first specific question is, I was hoping to only be able to change the color of the border and the diamonds on the floor, but my rational brain tells me that would probably be incredibly expensive and labor-intensive. So my other question is, can I just repaint all the tile?
Yeah, and so I get where you're going with that. You were saying you wanted to try have somebody remove just the border and then put new tile in at first. Yeah, you're right. It's labor intensive. It's tough, and so the right answer there is we're a great option for you, and you can. Okay. I would actually probably consider two colors and probably do a color on the walls and then a different color on the floor, and you're going to still have the same tile pattern, and you're going to have the same. You're still going to see that there are grout lines, but everything's going to be covered up. No maintenance on you. You're going to be clean and easy and a nice, fresh new color. And we have over 60 for you to choose from.
Mabra, that was my CB handle name when I was driving Chuck's. Clean and easy. Hey, Breaker 19.
It's a family story. I just have to live with the name.
I fully understand. No, we love your name. We love you for calling.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Mabra, this is Joe Hogle.
What color is your bathtub?
White.
All right. So, more appropriately, your product is really nice on bathtubs.
Right. And depending on her situation, Mabra, we would do the tub and the tile, and then you also get rid of the caulk.
The tub's in perfect condition, and it's acrylic.
Then you're going to spend less money.
Your tile's in perfect condition,
awesome.
Mabra.
You're not touching Mabra's tub.
I would prefer, just to be honest, a white. Because the blue, I feel, limits me because obviously I think the picture may have shown that the walls are a blue that they tried to match to part of the color in the tile. I'm not a blue person, so that's probably why I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And Mabra don't like it. Mabra's going to make a change.
And Mabra, you're even closer to Villa Park. So if you wanted to come in to see some of the work we've done, you're more than happy to. Okay. But we'll come out, visit you, show you the colors.
Great work. I have
what's going
on there.
Thank you, Joe.
And you said you warranty the product and it's pretty durable, especially on the floor.
Yes, absolutely. So you have full warranty. We offer a 5-year warranty. It's transferable if you're selling your house. And again, I'll just reiterate, we put this down in hospitals and hotels and schools.
Okay.
And it is durable.
Okay. And what are your hours at the store?
We are there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. But we'll be available for you whenever you want. We do appointments too.
Oh, all right.
This might look good and clean and all that stuff after the fact, but it's going to be a bad before and after.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because Joe likes your bathroom how it is now.
I'm just telling you.
Right.
We're going to surprise him.
She's not a blue person, Joe. She doesn't like blue.
No, it doesn't sound like it. She sounds
like
great. A sunshiny person.
I guess I could get contact paper.
My
goodness.
No,
please
don't. This isn't second grade. We're not doing any of that nonsense. Hang on, Mabra, before you say something else that isn't good, and Joe's going to lose his mind. Hang on. We got to hit a break, Mabra. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. We're going to come back with Frank Wazalewski after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying that's not my name.
Goodraham. How would you pronounce it? Gooderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312, it's all how you sell it, Joe.
It is.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Gene Wilson, Noreen Hannon, Ermi Homel, Peg Tierney, Zigaboo Niliwaj, Kathy Johnson, and Mike Foster. I want to apologize to Mr. Nelawaj for, I'm sure I didn't do that well, but we did our best. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call.
How come all our callers
text and photo line? Because I asked them to call back that we will call them because I want to focus on Frank here for this segment and the next segment, and then we'll call
you
them back.
You know what you do. So you're in charge, and I'm just supposed to.
Right, and you just keep doing constructive criticism that you're doing a tremendously great job at.
Gotcha.
That's right. That's why we keep your mic on, because we like to hear.
If you boil a funny bone, it becomes a laughing stock.
Okay.
Hey. Wow, you are full of
No, that's a texter.
Right. Joe.
Oh, very nice.
Yep. Zany Schomburg tonight, two drink minimum. 312 show. Curtains up at 7:30.
They change it to three drink minimum when he's on.
Yeah. Show starts at 7:30. Joe goes on at 7:15 when nobody's there. 312-981-7200. Doors open at 7:30. Joe goes on stage at 7:15. I screwed that joke up. 312-981-7200. Frank from Access, you've been sitting there patiently talking, getting involved. You mentioned earlier about how you've run out of inventory that you ordered in January. You tried to forecast, and the demand has been so great. You still have inventory.
Yeah, we still have inventory.
And by the way, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
He doesn't want us to sing.
Happy birthday, which means
we sing.
You.
Happy birthday.
Come on, Amy.
To you. Happy birthday,
dear Frank from Access.
Who helped a ton of people. Happy birthday to you. Thank you to the texter, who he's going to kill when he gets off the radio.
Somebody's getting a phone call.
How old are you, Frank?
50.
You look 50? Great.
Uh-oh. Big 5-0. Are you going to have a big party?
No.
No.
Okay.
At Dave's house.
At my house.
Dave's house.
Yeah.
312. Yeah, why not? I got a big enough house. You could have a huge party. 312-981-7200. Invite all your friends, Frank. It's on me. 312-981-7200. So let's talk about why the demand. What you ordered a ton of inventory. You went through more inventory than you thought. You had to order more, so you have inventory. So I don't want to think people need a lift or an elevator or some type of safety equipment. To get around their house safety. That you're all out and you're out of business here until you get another shipment in. You have inventory. What do you think the huge push was to that made our listeners go crazy and start calling you?
Yeah, I think it's. Personally, I think it started with COVID. People, just not putting their family into nursing homes and trying to stay around the house. But then what's been going on with the housing market and what all of you are talking about, low inventory, higher prices or higher interest rates and people not being able to move and not wanting to move or it just not being an economical choice, people are choosing to find a way to stay in their home. So, our phone's been going crazy, and we've been helping out a lot of people. It's a lot of fun.
We got a minute before the break, then we'll pick it up on the other side. What's been the biggest product? Has it been stair lifts? Has it been chairs? Has it been elevators? Has it been safety?
Honestly, we were just talking about that. It's a little bit of everything. Everything is so equal. We're doing stair lifts. We're doing elevators. We're doing bath modifications. Coming up now, we're doing a lot of ramps. For getting in and out of the house. So it is equal across the board. A lot of need out there.
My brother, whose birthday I believe is tomorrow, sent me a text. He had a coworker. I forwarded it to you.
What? You don't know your brother's birthday?
Yeah, I think it's today or tomorrow. Mm. I know it's in April.
Okay, good for you.
And I know he's my brother, so I'm two for two. Anything else you want to chime in?
No.
Okay. So let's get back to this. He sent me an email that somebody that he worked with was looking for a chairlift for their parents, and they wanted a certain product, and you were like, we sell it, but you wouldn't recommend that product. Obviously, we're not going to name the product. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but there are certain lifts that you prefer over others.
Absolutely. I always want to use a manufacturer that's going to stand behind their product and that will deliver when they say they're going to deliver. And not every product is going to do that. So I always want to put something in that we're able to stand behind, that we're able to service, that you can use for the next 10, 20 years and not really worry about.
All right, we're going to talk more about in-home safety and the products that you offer to help our listeners live in their homes longer and safer after the news. We got Kevin in the newsroom coming up. We're going to throw it over to Kev. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Keep the text messages are coming in like crazy. Keep the phone calls coming in and send those pictures. Those pictures are awesome. They enable our experts to visualize your challenges and give you a recommendation on how to overcome those challenges. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line number is 312 312- 981-7200, 312-981-7200. We'll be back after news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Ton of texts coming in, Joe. I want to, I love my Merlot Kohler toilet, so somebody with a, drinks a lot of wine.
No, Merlot, Amy, you said Merlot was kind of popular, right?
No. So no, it's not very popular. A Merlot? No?
What are you trying to do, pull one of mine on me? All right, how about black?
No, neither one of them are very popular for toilet colors.
It's a taste, specific taste.
Yeah.
All right, no, I've seen Merlot. I haven't seen too many black.
Yeah, that's what you said.
But even still, it's going to be hard to clean, just so you know. You're going to have water dots all over the
whole
thing.
White is hard to clean.
No, but you're not going to have water dots.
How many toilets have you cleaned? Hang on.
How many have I dirtied?
How many toilets have you cleaned?
How many toilets have I dirtied? I do clean a lot of toilets, as a matter of fact.
I call BS.
Oh, do you really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to call your wife. I'm going to call your
making
wife.
Sure there's no splatter.
Mess in the toilet. Oh, right. You're a good man.
Thanks, Amy.
So cleaning and making sure are two different things.
I'm telling you, I would not want a toilet that shows water.
How many black toilets? How many toilets have you cleaned of any color?
It doesn't matter. If it's,
how many toilets
if
have you
it's
cleaned?
Black or dark color?
A,
it's
zero,
show water
B, spots. One, two, C, zero, D, zero. I'm making it easy for you.
For sure, a Merlot, yes, two.
312-981-7200.
Black, no, I've never seen a black.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. David, we got a request here. Now I want to see the floors after this is all done in St. Charles. And will you go to Joliet, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so take a lot of pictures. Frank, now, what are you getting calls for? I know you said lifts. I know you said elevators, but you mentioned elevators, which I found very interesting, that the sales of your elevators, which I would think more lifts, but elevators are hot right now. And Joe shaking his head, yes. What is that all about? Do you need a lot of? I'm thinking elevator. I'm thinking the Otis, the five Otis elevators at 303 East Wacker here. What type of elevator and what type of structure do you need to put an elevator in a house?
It depends on the type of elevator you choose, but we a 4 foot by 4 foot, 5 foot by 5 foot area. We're doing a lot of elevators now where you have a spiral staircase, and we're going right in the middle of that spiral staircase and coming out on each balcony level.
No way!
Yes, it's really cool. Really, see through glass. Yeah, right? See through glass elevators, and we can do that right into existing homes.
So, are there? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to visualize it. Is it a one-person elevator? Is it a two-person elevator? I mean, a caretaker. And I'm asking
so
for a caretaker.
Four by four is going to hold two people.
Right.
Okay. And it's going to be a small wheelchair at that point.
Okay.
All right. But as we get bigger and the bigger size and the more room we have, we can get in. We can get a full three.
My mother had a motorized, wheelchair. It was bigger than four by. It tilted back. It went up. It declined. It was a pretty big, very technologically advanced wheelchair. That's not fitting in a 4x4 area with a caretaker. So she'd have to roll in by herself. And I'm just saying, right. I'm just thinking for listeners that need that extra help.
Yeah, we would have to get a bigger elevator at that point. So we'd have to do a little more space, or we might have to get creative and build a shaft on the outside of the house to be able to access every level of the home.
Okay, are there doors that close, or is there a safety gate that...
There has to be doors that close, because we don't want anybody to walk into an open door and fall down an elevator shaft.
Okay. But I was thinking a full door or not a half door. So it's got to be a full door. You can't just roll in with a wheelchair and something comes up, like a lift gate, if you will, and blocks off the entry.
No. So it's a full size door that actually comes across.
Really?
Yes.
I did not.
And we have these in our showroom. So if you're ever interested in elevators, just stop on by our Roselle showroom and take them one for a ride.
What type of engineering do you need to put into a house to get an elevator, and what type of permitting? And do you handle the permitting?
Yeah, we handle it. We can handle 100% of it. Or if we're working with a company like MegaPros, they're handling the building part of it. But you do need an electrical permit, you need an elevator permit, and you do need a building permit.
Joe, seeing a lot of that with your clients? Because what Joe, and I find this fascinating, I'll just set it up. You said that you're getting calls from listeners, Amy will attest this, that are buying houses just to buy houses because they've lost five or six houses.
And they're not perfect. They're not exactly what they wanted, right?
Correct.
Right. So, but in answer to your original question, I guess, I don't know how you...
Well, you cut me off. I was going to say, when they put in some type of lifting device, okay, that helps them access up and down.
Everything goes to access from okay. us. Right. And so we'll hit it, but it's more, we get more requests from existing customers because now they need it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
And most of ours are the lifts up the stairs.
Okay.
Right. But when you say elevator, is that mostly three floors, right? So from a basement, first floor, second floor? Or
actually, we do more elevators in ranches than we do anywhere else. Where you're going, where you're going, like basement to first floor. Yeah,
really?
So more. Believe it or not, that we do more of those than anywhere else. A lot of ranches in Wisconsin. A lot of ranches outside of the Chicagoland area. You know, we get into more rural parts of Illinois. But we do same thing downtown here in Chicago. We can go, you know, just a couple blocks down the street, and we have 5-story elevators. Yeah, because everything's these tall brownstones.
So that I get. Right.
Here's a question: do you need yearly inspections of elevators in your home?
No. So there is recommended yearly maintenance, but inspections occur in the states that we work in, Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. They occur when they first go in. They're inspected by the state. And then if you sell your home, then they ask you to have that inspected for before the new homeowner takes ownership.
Makes sense.
What about taking it out of a home if somebody that's not handicapped or mobility challenged, if you will, wants to like buy the home because it's their dream home and doesn't need the elevator and they'd rather not have that? How difficult and challenging is that?
It's not. But in 15 years of doing this, I've in putting these in, I've only removed one elevator.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
If nothing
else. Oh,
yeah,
I'm keeping that elevator.
Exactly. Leave it for resale, too.
Resale, your parents. You never know what's going to happen in the future. It's convenient. It's already there.
I have no
idea. You know what?
That would, the neighbor kids for rides.
There you go.
You know what? That would almost
amusement
be
park.
One of those things that I'd be like, ooh, I hadn't better remove it because that may be a bad omen on me because something may happen that I need it. So nah, I'll leave it in there. I'll just leave it.
Yeah, the one I removed was Amy? Phobia.
Amy?
Not really, but that may be one of those things I go,
like jinx or karma?
Right, okay. Right.
What were you saying, Frank?
The one I removed was about 11 years ago. It was she had a real phobia of elevators. Couldn't be anywhere near them. And that's, you know.
And that's the only elevator you've taken out?
The only elevator I've ever removed. Yeah, without replacing. I mean, some, you know, unfortunately, you know, 20, 30 years old, we replace them. But
630, yeah. here's another angle on this. I have a wheelchair on each floor near the elevator.
Oh.
Have a seat built in the elevator to use until they get to the next floor. So there you go. Some people that aren't wheelchair bound, like my mother was in a wheelchair, right? She couldn't get around on her feet because her legs didn't work because of her MS. But some people, some of our listeners, don't have severe mobility challenges and can wheelchair to the elevator, transition into the elevator, and then have a wheelchair on the next floor.
Right. And a lot of that depends on the size of the elevator. So if if it's not convenient to wheel directly into the elevator and you have a smaller elevator, then you can make the transfer. You have somebody that can help you make the transfer. Then that's a great solution.
Look at all this this elevator talk fascates me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm into.
And financing, you notice that. The financing...
It's up and down.
Another bad joke. So the financing options on this, do you offer financing?
We work with other people who do financing. We are not a direct financer. We're not in the banking business. So, you know, if somebody wants a reverse mortgage, I'll refer them to you. If somebody wants to do a HELOC, I'll refer them over to Josh at BMO. Okay. And then we have other companies that can do third-party
financing. The amount of time it takes to install an elevator?
The construction of the shaft, it depends on the home, but that usually is somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks to get through with permitting and everything. And then the actual installation of the elevator takes about 5 days.
For our listeners who want more information, how do they get a hold of you?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Phone number one more time.
630-616-6249.
Allaboutaccess.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Before we hit a break here, Joe, 815- Merlot. Oh,
nice job, though, Frank. You've done so many great things for our customers. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love it.
Let's take a quick break. Come back with the
Merlot toilet?
Yeah, with the Merlot toilet, and we'll go into more of that. Has five different colored toilets throughout this person's home.
Mm.
This person must be a blast at a party. 312-981.
I want to see all five colors.
31. Yeah. Well, yeah. Come on. 815. Let's get on it. Take a picture of all your toilets and send it in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're opening it up now. Everybody got their time. And now
toilet talk.
We're going to do toilet talk for the next 39 minutes. Home Sweet Home
right
Chicago.
Right here on WGN.
720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well, I don't know what you got going on there. It's just like
the,
black
just
and
the black and white flannel.
Yeah, it's
hey,
kind of dull.
Your shirt looks like white noise on an analog television set.
Ted Nugent called. He wants his shirt back.
Hey, Jordan Burnfield, you want to chime in here? He's trying to deflect his anger on my static analog TV, as if anybody knows what all that means.
Oh. I haven't seen your shirt, so I can't comment.
Hey, if I saw myself in clothes like those, I'd have to kick my own.
I think it looks fantastic.
It might be the camera.
It might be your eyes.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. 312-981-7200. So, 773, my husband and I want to thank you so much for having the March Madness tournament. I take all of our borrowers that we close, put them in all 1900 last year, and assigned them a team for the tournament. And those 28 people that we closed that had Kansas, this was one of them, a texter. We won, and the gift card will be a big help when we go to visit my 88-year-old mother. So isn't that nice? Everybody won $100.
That's neat.
I didn't win $100. I think I was the only one on that to score negative points. I really was horrible.
This is different. I give you a team, and if your team wins, you win.
Oh,
so you have to do a loan with me next year in order to be entered into the tournament.
Yeah, okay.
312-981-7200. 312-981.
Could be worth it.
Could win $100.
Think about it.
Do you load up the mortgage on your house?
It's 6%.
Would you recommend bathtub refinishing in Joliet?
Would I recommend it?
That's
it doesn't matter where it is. Yeah, I mean, but we can definitely get down there.
312-981-7200.
No, would you? Yeah, they were asking for a referral, but you'd do it.
Oh yeah, we'll go down there. Okay. Yeah, I thought the question was, should I do it in Joliet?
I know. I understand. That's the way David read it, but
that's the way it came in.
You do it in Joliet.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying. Late '50s cast iron tub that's been reglazed twice. Can you do it again? I live in Villa Park 630.
Oh, that's my neighborhood there. Right, we love working in the neighborhood. And the answer is yes. And the iron tubs are great. And you won't get a better tub there. You could do it for the next 100 years. We'll strip off the old coatings.
Save a tub? That's the one.
Yeah. So we'll strip off the old coatings and then we'll reapply. And you'll be good for another 10, 15 years, maybe more.
You have one in your showroom that you resurfaced.
Oh, yeah. We've got several. Yeah,
it's a claw foot, right?
Yeah, we got that bear's claw foot.
Mm-hmm.
That's on display at the home show today. It's a good one.
Where's the home show in Schaumburg?
Yeah, Renaissance Schaumburg, the free home show. I'm sure there were some ads here.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo. 815 sent in pictures of all of their toilets.
Holy smokes.
We have
five different colors of toilets.
What colors do we have?
So it's like a bone beige, Merlot, which is a wine color.
Oh, look at that.
White. And then two different shades of green.
A teal and a green.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. Let me tell you which one shows the water spots.
Let me tell bing, you bing, which bing. One hides the splatter.
Which? The white?
The three colored ones.
What are you saying, Aim?
I'm saying that you have to pick what you would rather clean. Or what you would rather see. Would you rather see water spots? We can end this conversation. David, hop in, please.
I want to see where Joe's taking this.
I'm kind of enjoying this.
I'm not in this conversation.
You're not in this fight?
No, it's all spotlights on Joe.
You don't see the water spots on the white or the light color. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, water spots toilet? Are one thing.
Urine is another.
Oh, you're saying urine is not water?
No.
Oh, what are you saying?
I'm saying she just did.
You said your aim is bad.
I have no idea what's going on.
I like this. Go ahead. I'm not part of this conversation.
All right, here.
Do we have any other pictures we can talk about?
We have Tim in Libertyville with an economic way to add 200 square feet to his Flatiron Ranch. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well, and you guys?
Hey, Tim. We're frustrated.
There will be no toilets involved in this small
Correct.
Or nice color, that, or Tim. Splatter. Nice I hope transition. There's no splatter involved.
Yeah.
Tim, you got a question about a house in Libertyville doing an addition?
Yeah, so we're downsizing, and we may have, you know, overshot a little bit. I'd like to add a little bit more into the living room in my house that I'm going to be moving in June. And it's every time I talk to somebody, it's $100,000 to lift a spade, you know. And I've had people tell me even a 2x2-footed addition is $100,000. So is there a more economical way to add a simple, like, 12x18-foot room on this extension of the living room?
So, Tim, I'm assuming you're saying building on a slab, are you thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
On
so
a slab.
A slab will be your most economical, no question. Any problems with access getting back there?
No. Okay. No.
I don't know how anybody would say a 2-foot bump out will cost you $100,000.
Yeah, that's astronomical.
Right? That's astronomical.
And then you could buy lighting. Outdoor lighting.
You could buy astronomical outdoor lighting. But who wants to do that when you need room, right? So,
it's a flat lot. It's basically just taking out the existing roof, you know, and adding another room. We kind of forgot about the piano, you know, when we bought this house. So.
You forgot you had a piano?
No, we forgot about finding room for it. But that's a joke.
So you forgot about the piano?
Yeah. You forgot about the piano. Yeah.
So, quick, Joe, how does he do? We got a bottom of the hour break.
So, Tim, you are probably pretty close to $80,000. Real sorry.
Okay.
I mean, 200 right. square feet, $80,000 is kind of tight even.
Yeah. So. All right, well, I just wanted to set my expectations. It seemed like 50 would have been more reasonable number.
For 100 square feet. Yeah, for 100 square feet, you could do 50.
I do know what you're saying, so you're probably using a number like 250 a square foot. The problem is that you're going to get to 250 a square foot when you get to 1,000 square feet. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At 200, you're probably closer to 5.
Yeah, because the costs that go into the products.
For sure. Right, you know, your excavation, your permitting, your whole
the mobilization.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a prefab room that you could just slap on there.
It's called a shed.
But
I need one of those, Joe, that said that.
Prefab room. You mean like a Danley garage or something?
Yeah, add a room, add a garage, something, and
yeah,
you know, still got the pad. You still got the.
But you need a full foundation.
You still got to run heat. You still got to run electrical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's my expectations.
Yeah,
and
sorry,
I hope it doesn't get ahead of the value of the house, though. So.
Well, I think she should be okay. Hang on there, Tim. I'll have Joe give you a call after the show, and you could choose your Mr. Floyd cleaning product because we've got to get to news, traffic, and weather. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll be back with more talk about housing after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We have a call here, Dawn from St. Joe's, Michigan, Joe, who called earlier in the show, and we asked to call back. She has moisture fan in bathroom. Hey, Dawn, how are you?
Hey, Dawn.
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for calling back. We're great. How can we help you?
I would like to know a good brand of fan for the bathrooms. The fan that we have does not get the moisture out. And also, where should that moisture be going? I think ours is going up in the attic.
So that I know about, Dawn. The moisture should never go into your attic. It has to go out, either out straight out the roof or out a soffit. You should see a shiny coiled pipe.
Yeah, I can tell you, Dawn, that you're going to potentially end up with black growth, sometimes noted as mold.
It's not going to be good.
That is going into your attic. So I would address that ASAP.
Where do you live, Dawn? 269, that's a Michigan exchange. Are you in Illinois?
No, I'm in Michigan.
All right. Do you have a contractor that you trust that could come out to take a look at it?
That's the thing. We don't know who to call.
Are you in St. Joe?
I am, yeah.
Okay. My mother lives in Holland.
Oh, okay. I'm actually in Stevensville.
Okay.
Right next to St. Joe, but everybody knows St. Joe more than Stevensville.
Will your mom climb up in her attic and check it out?
No.
No.
Sounds like something a handyman, a local handyman or something.
That's all
could,
she needs.
Yeah, could.
I didn't know. I thought your mom had talents of checking mold up in attics.
No. I was just wondering if any of the men that have done work for her would
go
to Stevensville. That's why I asked.
Okay, so maybe possibly you.
Maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or call Nari. Yeah.
Or Nari.
Nari?
Yes, I would recommend Nari. As far as the brand, why are you... do you know something?
We use Panasonic.
What kind of fan is recommended? You know, throughout the years of listening to home shows, Bunn, B-U-N-N, is that one? Or Panasonic?
Panasonic is what we personally use when we remodel bathrooms. The other brand is fine. I have nothing bad to say about it. We just had really good luck with Panasonic. And as far as the size goes, that really depends on the size of your room and how well it's ventilated. So you really need somebody to come out and assess that to get the right cubic feet per minute being removed from the room.
Yeah, it's a center bathroom, so there is not a window in it at all. So would you recommend going with a fan, the sensor one, so when it detects the moisture, it automatically turns on and automatically turns off, or one that you flip on and off?
Me personally, I would. That's very hard to recommend without seeing the actual room and what's around it and the flow of the house and the airflow through the home. It's very hard to recommend that. Again, getting an assessment, we've got to be where you start.
I can jump in with some personal experience here with this fan, because the one with the humidistat, you still have to turn it on or leave it on.
Yeah.
For that moisture thing to activate. So I have two small children, and they can't figure it out. So they end up, you have to turn it on twice to turn it on, and they'll never get it right.
I will tell you, when we did our bathroom remodels, especially with the kids that wouldn't turn it on, we put the light and the fan all on one switch so that, doggone it, it goes on every time, and I don't have to worry about that moisture, because that was always an issue.
Yeah, yep. I agree. It's important to get it out of there, but never send it in your attic.
No.
It's a bad idea.
Nope.
Sure. So if I don't see a thing outside... under the roof there.
No.
Don,
go in your attic and look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you could have that pipe and it not be connected also. So you've got to verify that it's actually connected.
You really need to make sure that it's hard piped and that there isn't, 10 to 20 feet of flexible duct, because that's just going to block your airflow. So it's got to be done.
Hard pipe. What do you mean by hard pipe?
Well, like PVC pipe or metal pipe that's made to move the moisture outside in a straight line. And because every time there's only a certain amount of flex line that you should be using on a vent system. So because if there's too much, there's too many bends, and then the airflow doesn't go out of the bathroom like it's supposed to.
Right. Okay.
And then NARI is National Association of Remodeling Industries, Joe? So if you Google NARA.org, National Association Remodeling Industries, they are the group that oversees remodelers and typically has highly reputable contractors that are part of that organization.
You could also go to Nextdoor.
Next door is another
one. And put it out there and see. And then I would ask the neighbors, if they have any... not even the recommendations, but if they have any experience with X individual who said that they'd be willing to help you.
There you go.
Oh, okay. So the other one you said,
N-A-R-I. N-A-R-I. National Association of Remodeling Industries. Right, Joe? National Association.
That's it.
Yeah, NARI. NARI.org or .com. Just look it up and, Amy's recommendation and... others here that you should be able to help out, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks a lot for your help.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of choice, and I owe Joe a dollar for not making any comment.
See, sometimes our texters are smarter than us, but it should also be insulated. That pipe should be insulated.
Right, and thank you for not making any comments about a hard pipe. I really appreciate that.
Then why did you just do it?
I was just thanking you for not making any comment.
I
He felt it was a missed opportunity.
Why would you bring it up, Dave?
I just wanted to congratulate you for not making any comment.
You always put me in there.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and phone. I was counting down. 3-2, and then Frank's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. 3-2-1. All right, this is...
She has to describe
it. Leave it alone. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? Sump pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Sump pimp. What is it?
Sump pit.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, speed round here, Joe. David Haas, how can I make this fiberglass shower floor look better? I think the glaze is worn off. Can I repaint it, or is there a glaze I can use? Thanks.
Yes. The gel coat's worn off, and yes, refinishing it will bring it back to life, make it beautiful again.
312-981-7200. Let's drop to 1231, Joe. Libertyville resident here. I'm pretty sure you can't build on a slab within the village limits. Thanks for
that. I didn't know. In talking to Frank, you said the same thing about Fox Lake, right?
Yeah, it's actually very common. We run across it in a lot of cities nowadays.
So if you can't build on a slab, what you're going to do is you're going to build on a crawl space. So why do they want that? I have no idea, but it's not much difference in cost.
It's the golden rule. Those with the gold, them with the gold make the rule. 773, prefabbed high-end sheds are getting very popular due to people working from home during COVID. Okay, so there you go.
I wouldn't put my piano in one.
Okay, once you
maybe put your office.
This is the texture of the show, by the way, right here, 847. Would a $100,000 addition add $100,000 value to the house, Amy, in Libertyville?
No.
Be a huge tax increase, right?
Well, yeah, you're definitely going to have a tax increase, and you're not going to get $100,000 out of that.
Here's the text I was thinking about, 847. $100,000 addition, ? Sell the piano and get a fold-up keyboard. Well played there.
I would get rid of that piano.
Well played there.
Is anybody playing the piano at his house?
I have a piano in my basement. I just got it retuned.
A full piano?
No, it's like a mini piano. I just got it retuned. You know how many times a piano is going to be played in the next 3 years?
Huh.
3 times.
Yeah.
Why did we get it tuned? Ask my wife. 312-981 and say you did a great job. You know, we have a tuned piano that nobody's going to play in the basement.
We could play it during the party then.
We could play it during the party. 312-981.
Here's a texture that says black is easier to keep clean than anything else.
Okay.
There you go.
How many black toilets have you cleaned? How many toilets have you cleaned, Joe? We're still waiting for an answer.
Stop it. I clean a lot of toilets.
Amy, you leave us with a nugget of knowledge before we bail out of here, my friend.
Watch interest rates, and you know, if you want to make a move, now is the time, even though interest rates have come up, because they are going to continue up. If you want to reach us, it's 847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Frank, your nugget of knowledge, my friend.
Always look at your full path of travel. Make sure you're making the right solution. Make sure all your assessments are free and that you get multiple quotes.
Phone number and website.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
David Michael Haas from Miracle Method. If our listeners would like more information and what nugget of knowledge and how do they reach you, my friend?
Yeah, I'd say number one is consider refinishing over replacement. And that's why I come down to the show and try to educate as many people as possible. It is an option. It costs you nothing to check it out. And you can reach us at 630-832-2250 or miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
When you go to St. Charles, please take before and after pictures so we could talk about
it. I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you very much for the calls today.
And take a picture of that lady's husband because we want to see what he looks like too.
No, in the blue.
If he stands still long enough, we could spray him too.
Yeah, the blue towel border and then that other one.
Yeah, and the blue towel.
Thank you. One more time, phone number and website, Dave.
630-832-2250, and that's miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
Mike Long, Mike's Landscape Lighting. What bit of knowledge would you like to leave our listeners with, my friend?
Call us for all your updating your old landscape lighting systems. We'd be happy to help you with that. Our number, 262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
Mr. Hogle, how many toilets have you cleaned? Have you come up with a number?
Thousands, Dave.
Not used, cleaned.
What?
Three a day.
I clean them when I use them. What can I say?
If our listeners, what nugget of knowledge would you like to leave our listeners?
The
best time to plant a tree 20 years ago.
The second best time?
Today.
There you go.
Okay, that's very deep.
It is, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Today. Do it today.
Megapros.com.
Plan today, do it today.
Joe's planting his milkweed this week.
Yes, I'm going to go get some milkweed, Amy. Yep,
so we can have our butterflies.
Yep.
Joe's a big butterfly curator. Right?
Yes, you monarch butterflies specifically, but I think I'm going to do a little bit of swallowtail.
All right.
You're branching into swallowtail butterflies.
Yeah, I think so. I don't really fully understand it yet, but we're going to get there.
You're going to get there? 312-91-7200. Real quick, last call of the show. Joan in Orland Park, you had a credit question. Fire away. Joan in Orland
Park. Sorry, I'm here.
That's all right. No, trust me, we fall asleep during the show, too.
No, I thought it was that she was just thinking
never.
About that.
It's amazing how we
keep sitting mute. I don't know why.
All right, go ahead, Joan. What's up?
Anyway, I know those Credit Sesame things are like soft pulls, but I checked mine and it went down 72 points for no reason.
For no reason? Did you...
my credit is much better than it's ever been. My cards are very low, low balance to nothing. I haven't been bad. I don't know.
Have you been paying off your credit cards every single week or no? Or every single month?
Every other week. My balance is like $500.
Okay. Are you looking to buy anything anytime soon and you have great credit?
I did. I thought I did. I had good credit, but now it looks like the opposite of that.
Okay. What are your credit scores?
That was 672 and now it's 600 that credit sesame.
Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I will help you figure this out. Can't do it on the radio because you have a lot of moving pieces here. And if you're doing everything you're supposedly doing that you're saying that you're doing on the radio, it should be higher than 670. So
we should go the other way.
Right.
I just refinanced with you in the fall.
Okay. Well, I'll get your name and look at your credit report in the fall. And then I'll give you some advice on how to enhance your credit so we don't have to pull it again. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool, because I need to boogie on out of here to Florida. So.
I understand. And we're licensed in Florida, and we'll get you, and we'll boogie shoes. Benny, you should have been ready on that one. That would have been perfect to drop it. I'm a KC in the sunshine. Yeah, Benny, way to fall asleep, Ben. We got another 10 seconds here on the show.
He's sleeping, too.
I know. My boogie shoes. I'll boogie with you, right? That would have been perfect. Forget it. Whatever. All right. I'm going to call you after the show. Joan, hold tight. Thanks for calling. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thanks for listening. This is one of our better shows. Not too many people fell asleep during this show, so thanks for listening, everybody.
No way. Fully engaged.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, David.
Thank you,
Mike. Thank you, Joe. Thank you,
David.
Thank you, all our listeners.
Thank you, Mr. Hochberg.
I appreciate it. I'll tell my dad you said that. 312, if you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID, 855-563-2843, or send me an email, or go to our website, 56david.com. Thanks for listening. Go Blackhawks! Johnny Weidman is calling the game tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.